Why shouldn't God damn America? This is an article from the JesusIsSavior.com website by Brother David Stewart. I'm going to read just a couple of paragraphs, and you can refer to the link at the bottom if you wish to read the whole thing. So, 2 Thessalonians 2:12, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. We deserve God's damnation. I do not pray for God's mercy on America so that the wickedness can continue. I pray an imprecatory prayer for God to put his foot up our nation's posterior for our own good. We need another Great Depression in America. We need oppression and hard times. Back in the Great Depression, people lived by the motto, use it up, wear it out, make it do, do it without. I like that. We were a better nation back then. This insane nightmare needs to end. As of January 1st, 2015, a tragic 57,762,169 babies are dead, murdered by abortion since Roe v. Wade in 1973. Mad scientists are transplanting aborted baby parts into rats. Sexually transmitted diseases, STDs, are epidemic in the United States. Due to sex enhancement products, STDs are epidemic even amongst the elderly. Hollywood is a cesspool of iniquity. A cesspool is where all the sewers flow into. Los Angeles exports more filthy smut, lewd videos, violence, and indecency than any place in the world. Hollywood is leading the flow of immoral sewage. Our youth have been targeted for spiritual extinction by the entertainment industry. I do love my country, and deep down in my heart, I don't want God to damn America, but we need it. I firmly believe that America has passed the line of God's patience and tolerance. Just as God heard the cry of Sodom, so has he heard the cry of the afflicted in the United States. Our text scripture plainly teaches that God's damnation is upon the wicked, who reject the truth and have pleasure in unrighteousness. That describes the United States perfectly. We truly are the Great Satan, as many Islamic Arabs call us. Islam is a pagan religion, yet they are far more decent tribe than people than we are as Americans. We have gone too far. Shame on us. We deserve God's judgment in America. Americans are as barbarians. I just heard this week in the news that doctor-assisted suicide has been legalized in California, joining Oregon, Washington, and Vermont. The devil's real agenda is suicide on demand for any reason. Our wicked nation thinks they know more than God. Since 1963, the Word of God and prayer have been banned from America's classrooms. Consequently, our society is oppressed by our youth, children. Isaiah 30, verses 10 to 12, say ye unto the righteous that it shall be well with him, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. Woe unto the wicked, it shall be ill with him, for the reward of his hands shall be given him. As for my people, children are their oppressors, and women rule over them. O my people, they which lead thee cause thee to err, and destroy the way of thy paths. Streetwide gangs nationwide terrorize every inner city, selling illegal drugs, raping, breaking into homes, pillaging, murdering, and committing all manner of evil to support their drug addictions. By the way, that just happened right down the street from us not too long ago. Our youth are out of control. They have no purpose. Millions of teenagers have nothing but time on their hands to get into trouble. Where are the parents? A shocking 70% of all African-American children have no father in the home. We have no one to blame but ourselves for tolerating this wickedness from our nation's leaders. Those 9 members of the U.S. Supreme Court ought to be in prison. Why did America's churches tolerate Playboy when it began in 1953? In Indonesia, In 2006, they tore the new Playboy store to the ground with pickaxes and sledgehammers. Hugh Hefner's Playboy empire is responsible for tens of millions of adulteries, divorces, and broken homes. I'm not a vengeful person, but God is. Romans 12:19. I'm sad that Mr. Hefner is hellbound in his unbelief, and his time is soon over at age 89. And this was written a few years ago. God wants to save Mr. Hefner, 2 Peter 3:9, but he won't come to Jesus to be saved. John 5:40-41, and ye will not come to me that ye might have life. I receive not honor from men. Jesus never turns anyone away. John 6:37. Everyone who goes to hell chooses to go there. Americans had forsaken the God of the Bible. Just as the rebellious Old Testament Jews in the time of Jeremiah, Americans today walk in the imagination of their own heart, walking after the gods of money, pleasure, entertainment, and false religion. Jeremiah 13:10, "This evil people, which refuse to hear my words, which walk in the imagination of their heart, and walk after other gods to serve them, and to worship them, shall even be as this girdle, which is good for nothing." You'll have to read the whole passage to get that. King James Bible. Americans want to do what's right, but they want to choose what's right. We have a twisted sense of morality in America, calling good evil and evil good. Isaiah 5:20, "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." The devil's crowd calls murder pro-choice in America, slaughtering the innocent in the name of women's rights. They call same-sex perversion as an alternative lifestyle. Homosexuality is a death style, an abomination in the sight of God, evil in all its aspects. Liberals and leftists call the sin of drunkenness a disease, but it is wickedness. The word sin is rejected by the American society. Evil is still evil, regardless of wicked men may say. We are sinners. That is our big problem. I recently heard a public advertisement about people's responsibility to maintain their own mental health, but never a word is said about the need for a new birth, spiritual guidance, or the consequences of sin. My friend, your mind will only be as healthy as your heart. Give God your heart, and he'll comb the kinks out of your head. Amen. Proverbs 4:23. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. I'm going to abbreviate this here because it's very long. The Holy Bible says that to accept the persons of the wicked is to judge unjustly. Psalms 82:2. How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Very, very, very long. Okay, you can read the rest of this article yourself because it's very long and I need to turn this off. I hope you listen to the word of God and I hope you get saved. Good night and God bless.